Donald Trump, I am the political prisoner of a failing nation. By Elizabeth Weibel on June 4, 2024. Former President Donald Trump described himself as being the political prisoner of a failing nation, days after a Manhattan jury found him guilty in his business records trial. Trump posted a video on Truth Social on Tuesday, highlighting how November 5 was the most important day in the history of our country. The video from the former president comes almost a week after a jury found him guilty of 34 counts of falsifying business records in the first degree related to payments Michael Cohen, Trump's former fixer and attorney, had made to adult actress Stormy Daniels during the 2016 presidential election. "I am the political prisoner of a failing nation," Trump began. "But I will soon be free, on November 5, the most important day in the history of our country. And we will together make America great again. Thank you." After the guilty verdict, Trump told reporters that this had been done by the Biden administration in order to hurt an opponent, a political opponent, and described the verdict as being a rigged decision. The former president added that the real verdict would be on November 5 by the people. Since the guilty verdict, the Trump campaign and the Republican National Committee, RNC, have seen an influx of donations. The Trump campaign revealed that it had raised $141 million in donations during May, alongside the RNC. This announcement came after the Trump campaign had revealed 24 hours after Trump's conviction, the campaign received almost $53 million in donations. An overnight poll, conducted by Harris after the Manhattan jury found Trump guilty, found that 43% of people said they would vote for Trump if the election were to occur today, while 42% said they would vote for Biden. 14% of people said they were undecided. Trump's favorability was also reported to have seen a slight increase after the guilty verdict. An ABC News poll conducted after Trump's guilty verdict found that 31% of Americans have a favorable view of Trump, an increase from 29% in March. On the other hand, 32% of people found Biden favorable, a decrease from 33%.